You were down to two outs. Hosey gets a double. Many other things happen. And then Angel Martinez taters it up for a three-run home run to put the Guardians above the Dodgers 7-4, and that's the win that they get.
Yeah, big-time win. It's just the type of win that I have a couple different thoughts. One, Jose stays hitting. That's fantastic.
We like
now
that.
On a 21-game hitting streak?
Yes, sir.
That's good. They tell me that's good. Other thing, Nolan Jones, bat coming to life a little bit here. 3-for-3 at the plate. Let's get this thing going.
I mean, I believe he's hitting .198 now.
Mitch tweeted at me. He's like, oh, that exit velo. It's like, wait, can we talk about that for a second?
You may.
You want to talk about misappropriating takes of the highest order? The Morning Show has been doing that for weeks now. Mm-hmm. When I made the exit velo discussion happen, it was done with the idea that the car was already flaming down the highway, and it was heading the wrong direction. It wasn't good. He was hitting below 200 at that point. It was just pointing out his exit velo, pretty good.
Wait.
Today, 3-for-3.
Does this mean we have to have a whole segment? Can we throw, like, Joey, the new video producer, under
was
the bus
on this one? Was it Joey's fault? I think it might have been Joey's fault.
He just started today, but it must have been Joey's fault with how you got aggregated on that one.
Can we do a whole segment to talk about the idea that someone took me out of context?
I would say, first you got to have
the
full conversation.
And then
continue
the bit? Or did they do like what it seems to be the idea where it's like, maybe it was Mitch. Mitch is like, hey, Jonathan was talking about Nolan Jones and exit velo, and then them not listen to it, and them just, you know, talk about it as if it's reality.
I think that's also a possibility. We'll get to the proper context in about 15 minutes
but
here.
But it was a good day. Good day for Nolan Jones and going 3-for-3 at the plate.
Well, here's the other thing. Angel, and listen, there were some bad things that happened. Earlier before the game, we hear Lane Thomas is battling plantar fasciitis, and he was meeting with a doctor today. That usually means that he's going to have to go on the IL for some amount of time. You're already one man down in the outfield in general. And then Stephen Kwan did leave the game with some wrist inflammation.
Yeah.
Which Stephen really only leaves games when he's super banged up or misses games when he's super banged up. It makes sense him not playing on Sunday a little bit more now. They needed this win. After the Sunday loss, the first two games of this series, how it happened, they just blew the doors off you. Shohei Ohtani took everything he wanted from you in the first two games. This was it's not a must-win game, but this is the kind of win that just helps you salvage the spirit going into the next series. And let me talk up my boy Angel Martinez, because Angel has killed it at the bottom of the lineup. He's hitting .348 in the seventh spot, .313 in the eighth spot, and then batting ninth, he's batting .296. But he has been bad in the limited plate appearances that he's had, about, I think, 24 plate appearances in the two hole.
Mm-hmm.
Today, what he did, I think that's huge. Because if Angel, and I really think he's capable, I know he's young, and I know he's produced mostly at the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
If that kid can take a jump here in the next couple weeks and solve that two hole, it takes so much pressure off the rest of the lineup around him.
It's so interesting that the two hole continues to be a spot of just problems for this team, because it shouldn't be. When you are protected by Kwan at the top and then you're protected by J-Ram in the three hole, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But for some reason, it just continues to be a big deal.
I don't think I've ever... And it's not about Kwan, it's not about Hosey. And I was going to make a roundabout point on that. I'm going to skip that point because it's going to sound like I'm taking a shot at either two of those. I think that spot's become just a pressure point. I think when guys get in there, you've seen it with Nolan Jones, and they put Nolan in the two spot to jumpstart him.
Even J-Ram himself, though, he started off the season in the two spot. They tried that out for a little bit. It didn't work out. Like, something's going on with that spot.
I think it's the pressure of trying to be Stephen Kwan or Jose Ramirez. Angel, to me, has some of the best at-bats on the team. I really love this kid. Like, I really think, and it's not just because he hit the home run today. I've been an Angel Martinez fan going all the way back to last year.
Yeah.
If you watch him, that's a major league bat. Like, just watch that kid swing. It's a great compact swing. He's got some lift to it. I don't know if he'll ever hit 30 home runs, but certainly he can be a 15 to 20 home run guy. It's just, where is he going to play in the lineup? And I love what he's done in center field. So I say all of those things to get this takeout. I don't know if he's ready for the two spot, but I think if today was about him coming through in a big moment, this could be the kind of moment you can then turn around and be like, that's the moment where he just stopped pressing. Because I think the two hole is all about guys just trying to be as good as the guys around him instead of just being who they are. It's a good take. That's a damn good take. Don't put Bo Naylor back there. Out loud.
I think they're just trying to do too much with it. I think the idea that you're not getting every day at bats in the two spot because they've just been changing it around hurts. I will say this: Angel Martinez would have been in the two spot if Tito was still running the team. He's a perfect Tito two hole hitter, and I don't mean that in the complimentary way. I mean that more the idea that it's definitely someone he would have put in there where I would have been like, you can put somebody a little bit more.
Your work. What you got against my boy Angel?
No, nothing against Angel, but like the best players in baseball hit in the two spot. Your best player in your lineup is in the two hole, and Tito never wanted to get on board with that. That's why I appreciated the fact that Vogt entering the season gave the nudge to J-Ram to try to put himself in the two spot and try to give yourself as many at-bats as you can. It didn't work out. J-Ram prefers the three hole. He's earned that right. But then you gotta get this squared away.
So a 5-run eighth inning propels the Guardians past the Dodgers 7-4 at the stadium. If you guys are just coming from the game, we do want to hear from you. 216-474-0092.
It's different against the Dodgers, Nick. I feel like if it's, you can lose a series against the Tigers and everyone knows they're playing like the best team in baseball this year. You can lose a series against the Twins. You can lose. We've had some tough series coming up and we had the Yankees in a couple series, but we had some in the rearview mirror. The Dodgers and what started the conversation, especially earlier today and talking about the payroll differential and everything attached to it, there's something extra this Dodgers team that's just stacked top to bottom to be able to come back and do it there. That it was big.
So it's funny. I don't put that emphasis on this Dodgers team, mostly because every team in baseball looks at the Dodgers this way. The Yankees look at the Dodgers this way after last year's World Series. And I'll be honest with you, the reason why we're going to have a labor stoppage in a year from now is because the other big market owners, the other the one percenters, are getting 1%ed by the Dodgers. So
that's what makes them the gold standard, at this point.
Well, but I think my point is, like, the Dodgers just did to you what they do to most everybody. And granted, the Dodgers are capable of having a bad series, but I understand why everybody puts the emphasis on this series. I'll put a little bit more emphasis on the Tiger series. Like, quite frankly, guys, I don't think there are too many teams in the AL that you can hang with. I think the Dodgers are one of teams that nobody in baseball can hang with. And I think that's most of the AL, by the way.
That's what I think makes today so special, though, is the come-from-behind win against a team that there were people before the season projecting them to win as many, if not more, games than what that Mariners team in 0-1 did, winning 116. There were people that were having all-time great expectations attached to this Dodgers team, and you didn't just lay down and die. Like, there's something to be said about that and coming back in the way they did today.
Well, and Hosey gets it started off. You work your way around the lineup. And literally, it's the last guy up before Jose would have hit again, which is Angel Martinez, who hit in the two-hole today. I think there's just something special. Like, to me, this is Guardians ball when it's at its best. It is just you pick, and then the big hit happens, whether it's a double or a home run, and that's how you just it's. To me, it's like watching the Guardians offense so far. It's watching an 8-cylinder engine fire on 5 or 6 cylinders. And today, I think, is like, this is what's possible if you could just get guys to stop forcing it so damn much and just understand, just play your game. And if everybody does that on the 1-9 approach, or if most everybody does that, you'll have a chance to win
games.
Well,
it's why we always emphasize how important an offense is for winning baseball teams, right? Like, you had your pitcher scratched today, so you're throwing somebody that you're not typically throwing in your rotation. He allowed four total runs between everyone today, but it was about that 5 spot that they put up in the 8th inning. Like, when the offense comes to life, that's how you win baseball games.
I also will continue to stress this. The only thing we'd be talking about this game if you just got stomped by the Dodgers, which what it looked like going to the 8th inning, is Stephen Kwan's wrist. So this win allows you to not just talk about the downside of the injuries in the outfield. 216-474-0092. And it was a big talking point on the Guardians earlier today on this station. Is this a cautionary tale or was someone taken out of context? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.